Hello and welcome to The Big Fight. Now, I'm sure many of you will be seeing these ads that are running constantly with one big celeb or the other endorsing a product, saying this is what you should buy, this is what you should eat, this is how you should travel, this is what you should see. Now, the question is, supposing that ad isn't completely correct, or there's a fault in it, or that product doesn't exactly do what it's supposed to do, should that celebrity be punished or not? And one of the recommendations that has come up from a standing committee in Parliament is that the celebrity should not only be punished, but perhaps even sent to jail. Now, the Cabinet is thinking about it. They're trying to make up their mind. Is it a good thing to do, a bad thing to do? And a process of consultation is on. So while the government is consulting everyone about this, we said, let's just cut to the chase and get all the experts we can think of on one panel out here on The Big Fight. And let's try and understand whether this is a good idea or a bad idea to make celebrities accountable for any ad that they do. And joining us right here, it's a great pleasure to have with us Sameer Soni. Put your hands together. Who's no doubt slightly concerned about the consequences if this thing actually is pushed through. Sunita Narayan, standing out here, feels that there should be, in general, a lot of accountability in life. Suhail Seth, who's never been accountable for anything or would hate to be held accountable for anything. I don't know how many ads you're doing, though, Suhail, but the very prospect of having you, well, dragged off for something
I'm endorsing a rival television channel. But the nation will know later.
You deserve to be arrested for that on a point of principle. But anyway, let me move on. Bijan Mishra, international consumer expert, will say why he thinks that consumers need to be protected. Dilip Cherian, an image consultant, will say that it's, oh, this is all crazy stuff which was being considered. And Mohandas Pai joining us from Bangalore, who again feels that there should be a lot of accountability. So let me come to all of you and get your opening thoughts. Sameer, what do you feel?
Well, firstly, I think it's
unfair. Tihar jail in case you have endorsed something and it's not quite correct. That's it.
I think before we...
Jail, prison.
Yeah, that's... There go my EMIs. So, no, okay. I think before
we
decide...
You don't need EMIs for Tihar jail. It's free for my accommodation.
Now, okay. I think before we decide whether celebrities are should be accountable, what is the extent of accountability, we need to understand what the process is. What exactly, when you see, say, I won't take any names, a big celebrity endorsing something on television, what is the process? Okay. So the basic process is I, maybe a manufacturer who provides goods or services, want to sell my goods and services, right? So I have my team that comes together, a marketing team. Say, hey, look, we need to sell this. What do we do? All right? We come with a strategy and say, okay, this is how we should position our goods. This is the competition. These are our target audience. We talk to ad agencies. They give their input. And they say, okay, you know what? I think that celebrity, if he lends, operational well-being, lends his name or his face or his voice, it might be a good marriage. All right? And let's do it. And then they pump in tons and tons of money so that you can see that ad over and over and over again. Now, you as a consumer, see that ad? You probably, if you're not impressed, you don't buy it. If you're impressed, you go ahead and buy it, right? If you're satisfied, you're still okay. If you're not satisfied, now you don't know who the marketing head or... should I continue? So if you're not satisfied with the product or the service provided, you don't know who the CEO of the company is. You don't know who the marketing head is, who the advertising guy is. You know that man whose face you saw. And you say, you know what? He's the man. Because of him, I bought the product, so he is responsible.
So therefore, what's wrong with holding that person, man or woman,
That is absolutely incorrect. You did not buy the product or the service because of that individual. If that was the case...
You might have.
No, hang on. Let me finish. Because if that was the case... Every celebrity endorses about hundreds of products. You'd be buying each one of them. You don't.
You might.
No, but you don't.
But you might.
No, hang on. The point is that there is, celebrity plays a small role. He might be paid a couple of crores and you say, hey man, he's getting paid for it. But the whole campaign has the marketing guys, the hundreds of crores that are spent who play an important, perhaps a far more important role. So to isolate...
Okay, so hold all of them accountable. That's fine also. Now, Sunita, I'm not disagreeing entirely with what you're saying, but I'm just sort of getting everyone's point of view and then we can really dive into it. Sunita, why go after the celebrity who is only in his words, lending his or her name.
And taking money for it and endorsing it and providing, in a sense, the message to the rest of the world that my name, I'm an icon, I'm a sports icon, I'm a film icon, I'm somebody who you believe in. You're using that space, you're using that trust between the public and you and saying, I'm standing behind this, and so please go ahead and buy it, drink it, eat it, because it is good for you. I'm saying so. But you know, Vikram, I actually don't agree. I disagree completely, because I also feel that in some way, celebrities are already accountable. If you look at the current law, the one that is in front of government has drafted the amendment law, you will see the government has no intentions of actually passing it to make sure that it has any teeth. Because in the very next line of the law says, if the celebrity has done due diligence before they have endorsed the product, they are not liable anymore. Now, with smart people like Sohail around, due diligence will be easy to prove. To my mind, the government has no intentions of making sure this has any teeth.
But I think
all over the world, you do need to make sure that celebrities are held accountable. And like Pulela Gopichand, who's the only spokesperson in this country who said he will not endorse a particular drink brand because it is not good for spokesperson.
That's okay. That's his viewpoint.
Lots of cases that you don't hear about. Trust me, there are lots of examples.
You need that to become part of the regulation.
Should they do due diligence? Perhaps. Yeah. But I mean, let's look at some of the specific things. So, hey, let me get you in on this. Now, for example, let's take one example. Take Dhoni, for example, who was trolled and there was a reputational issue. There was a real estate company saying that, looks like a nice house. Now, if they don't deliver on time, can you necessarily hold him responsible?
Yeah.
How is it his fault that they didn't deliver it on time?
So many years ago, David Ogilvy said, the consumer is not a moron, she's your wife. So you're almost abrogating and abdicating all sense of responsibility on the part of the consumers. I mean, if a consumer is stupid enough to buy an apartment because a film actor or a sports person endorses it, I mean, the consequences are there. Now, there are two critical points which Sunita has touched upon, which I want to expand on. Personally, having been in the business of marketing, I've always been against endorsements of any kind. Because if a brand is good, a brand sells on its own. Having said that, there are two personal issues I have. People who are actually endorsing tobacco, social taboos like fairness creams, that to my mind is a no-no, because you're perpetrating a particular form of societal taboo even further. Having said that...
And that's a valid point to take, and celebrities shouldn't do it,
and by the way, they're television channels, they don't.
We do not accept fairness cream ads, we just don't do it as a matter of policy.
Having said that, you tell me due diligence in what form? Suppose I'm a film actor and I've endorsed a particular car, and tomorrow there is an issue with the airbag, and say 3,000 cars are recalled or there's, God forbid, an accident. You're not going to blame the actor. Is there no sense of responsibility on behalf of the marketer or the producer of those goods? Is there no sense of responsibility on the intermediaries who at times tinker? You've seen a problem with Volkswagen across the world.
So that's why I'm saying, how far can that responsibility go?
Celebrities must have the fear of God in choosing well. But if you believe that they will go through a process of due diligence, then we are miles away. Because the people who are involved are talent management agencies who don't have a clue. They are there only to get the next murga or the next bakra. I mean, and murga is not beef, so it's permissible. They are not interested in anything but their commissions. The actors have a use by date.
So they are therefore being driven entirely by money in this. Now, let me get you into it.
I mean, tomorrow if a tiger dies, will I blame you and Mr. Bachchan because of the tiger thorn? I won't. I mean, I have to be stupid.
I'm not exactly endorsing it.
So it's a tricky answer.
I'm not quite sure where that particular allusion refers to.
I think he's taken it a bit too far.
I'm not endorsing a tiger-making factory right now. It's that you're out stretching it a little bit. Let me ask you. He essentially says, look, the consumer should not be a moron. Essentially, for the consumer to exercise his or her own diligence. just because you see, you should not be buying something just because you see a film star or a sports star or somebody saying that, yeah, this is a great product.
And Vikram, they
would
don't.
You agree with them?
No, they don't necessarily buy because of that.
They don't. Consumer is never a moron. It's a wrong definition of a consumer. Consumer is innocent. Gets carried
that
away.
That innocent
that they get really carried away by wrong messaging, unethical practices, which are adopted today in our country, which is not accepted globally.
Okay.
Which is not accepted in the same country where they belong to. Okay. When they come to market in our country, they start marketing in a manner.
Hang on. There are two aspects to this. Yeah. One, can a consumer sometimes be innocent enough to fall for a wrong claim that is made? The second is, will a consumer ever be innocent enough to say, oh, I'm going to buy that car just because so-and-so is saying that it's nice?
The point which we are making is, it's a complete marketing process. As a part of the marketing process, they engage with endorsers who are very well-known, good faces, to get a recall value of that product. When the consumer is going to buy that product, at the end of the day, when he reaches that cutting edge, that is when you find plethora of those products right in the front row of the showroom, right in the front, with the face of that celebrity, to ensure that the celebrity...
And you think that it's correct, therefore, to jail the celebrity in case...
I would say that it is correct if the celebrity does not follow the rule and the law of the country.
No, it is like any criminal going behind the bar. If you look at what the standing committee is saying... If there is a fake or misleading endorsement, it's punishable by a jail term. Why is that language?
Let me give you the facts and figures. The language has got inserted because we have found people are irresponsible. People go ahead to do any kind of a messaging in an irresponsible manner, which actually leads to fraud, which leads to deception, which leads to disguise, which leads to misbehavior.
I get it.
What my point, Vikram, is that if they don't behave themselves and if they don't change their habits in terms of commerce or making a profit or
let me tell you why I'm asking this question. I completely would agree with him. If there is anybody who's bringing out fraudulent... Now, there are two things. One are ads that are ethically and morally wrong. Right? And you should say... You should not be doing this. So if anybody is advertising cocaine usage, or for that matter, you know, you may feel strongly about fairness ads or whatever it is. You may say these are morally wrong. You shouldn't be doing it, and therefore you exercise that due diligence. The question is, if it is misleading, yes, the company may know that this is misleading, or we're telling a fib out here. Can a celebrity always be able to tell that?
See, Vikram, this as an opening statement. Let me just say there are three things we have to look at. One is that this is a very clever means by both politicians and bureaucrats to draw the attention away from themselves, because it is testing organizations that should know whether a noodle has something bad in it or not, or whether a drink has something bad in it or not. Second thing, there is this wonderfully delightful actress who's endorsing a certain airline at the moment, which is in your face all the time. God forbid it crashes. Are you going to arrest her? This is stupid. And the third thing is that if government thinks that fairness creams and tobacco should not be made, are they so concerned about collecting excise duty that they can't stop its manufacture? If it's downright dangerous, stop it.
We are not talking about accidents, we are not talking about unforeseen circumstances,
we are talking about established facts, we are talking about science, we are talking about evidences, we are talking about issues which are the same moral.
Let me give you an example.
Advertising Standard Council of India, that belongs to a group of industry people who have on their own
who have on their own.
I'm on the advertising standards. Is being talked of. He has no
advertising standards.
No clue.
You know, how can you say this? Dilip was part of the board of that organization.
How can you say that?
He should know better. But let me tell you. Let me tell you as a member. As a member of the Consumer Complaint Council, which is happens to be a neutral body within the industry, you would be amazed to know that even after having that code of conduct, the industry still goes on violating the code of conduct.
So I'll tell you, look, okay, let me give you an example from my own industry. You can, what do you mean by false and misleading? Today, you will have a situation where just about any channel you ever will switch on will say, oh, we are number one for XYZ reason. You look at the fine print, you'll come to all the details of it. This
in
is between
Merit, within 3
8
streets.
8 p.m. and 8:15 p.m.
So
among
people have complained.
Women
have
between
complained
the ages
that.
Of 15 and 25
no, people
with
have
beards.
About
so that's
that.
When you find
so,
it. So Vikram, that's what happens.
Vikram,
so
people have people have.
So that's why
so
who should go to jail for that?
Now,
my no, hang on.
Does the media that carries the ad have also got to go to jail?
What is false in misleading?
I'll come to that. I'll come
supposing
to that.
No,
no, I'll come to that. I'll
why don't you call him for a separate program? I have one quick point to make.
Can I ask him a question?
Nobody
has ever thinks that Suhail will not be able to speak.
We are well behaved. We are well brought up people from Calcutta.
I will go with what you will tell me to do.
I will tell you
what you will tell me.
Can I just ask you a simple question?
Yeah.
False and misleading, let's arrest the celebrity. Now, here there is a claim. A car says, we are going to go from a 0 to 80 in 3.9 seconds, right? Now, somebody comes along and tests it and says, but actually it was 3.98 seconds. I'm giving you a hypothetical example, right? Now, you say, haha, that was false, that was misleading. Now, the film star who said that, who endorsed that car, let's go and arrest him. And what's going to happen is, there will be people who will be filing cases in Gorakhpur and in Jharkhand.
Don't misquote the law. Vikram, the law is not saying that. The law is saying that if there is any kind of an abuse of the provision of the law, all the people who are in the chain of promoting this would be taken to task. If there is an endorser, then the endorser will also be taken to task as much as the manufacturer and also
but
the dealers and
questioning.
Also the,
that's why I'm questioning whether that's going to be diverse. Can I get Mohandas Pai in? Srinita, before I come back to you and Suhail as promised, Mohandas Pai, let me get your thoughts on it. One of the issues of being not in the studio when it is this fiery is that you sometimes don't get a chance to speak.
No, Vikram, I believe celebrities who endorse products endorse it as celebrities. They get paid money for such endorsement. In the eyes of a law, they are experts who call upon people to buy based upon what they sue, what they do. And because they endorse, people believe them. They led up a path to buy. And if they mislead people without doing full due diligence, if they have not done the homework to come to a conclusion that whatever is said there is correct as per their information, they should be made liable. The liability is joint and several. Let me finish. The liability is joint and several. Somebody made a remark that, oh, what about the product manufacturer? Yes. All the people who are part of this endorsement, including the company, the manufacturing people, the ad agency, everybody should be held liable because they're doing something which is wrong and misleading people. I think the law of torts on this is very, very clear. They should be liable. They're not doing it free. And nobody asked them to endorse anything. They okay, come Samir. Forward, get money okay, to endorse. First, let them not first, endorse. Firstly, there is no force compelling them to endorse. If you don't like it, don't endorse it.
Can I get
if you want to endorse it, do your homework.
Look, we are crediting the audience with very little intelligence. When a celebrity, for example, wears an underwear, bashes 10 goons, the audience knows that's an ad. It's been around for centuries. They don't believe if you wear the underwear, you'll bash 10 people. They know that. They never, if Mr. Okay, I won't take the person's name, he puts a certain cream on his heels and it heals, we know he's an actor. We know that.
People.
We are not
nobody
that stupid.
There.
We are not, wait a minute. Celebrities are just billboards. And the bigger the celebrity, the bigger the billboard, you can't hold them accountable for what is put on him. And I will not decide. For example, I'll go out. People are saying about fairness.
So you're saying celebrities should have no due diligence at all. Would you exercise?
No, but what extent? I mean, for example, I will do, hey, man, this company, is there a legal thing against them? No. Have they harmed anyone? No. That's as basic as I can get. I can't go through their financial reports. I don't know. For example, I'll give you the example of the car.
Misleading argument.
Let me finish.
This is not the argument.
Firstly, the audience knows for a fact the celebrities are there just to get eyeballs, and they are by no means an expert. You cannot have any actor being an expert on any soft drink. There's nothing called being an expert on a soft drink.
If a celebrity holds up a bottle and says, this is going to give you energy, have this, it gives me energy.
You cannot be selective. If the same guy sells underwear, beats 10 guys, or puts a cologne, hang on, let me finish, and 10 girls come to him, you say, I don't believe that. Oh, but when he holds a Coke, I'll believe him that. Now, there is a responsibility, for example. Even if celebrities are not experts, for example, you want to buy a car, okay? In your budget, you realize that Michael Schumacher, who's supposedly some kind of expert, has come in and is endorsing a car. You say, oh, that's interesting, man, Michael Schumacher, there must be something interesting. What do? You read about it. You go to an outlet. You test drive the car. You find out the mileage. You find out the suspension. You find out if the manufacturer is Japanese, Chinese, Korean, or European. Listen to your show about Gadget Guru, and then you decide. You can't just say, hey, you know what? Michael Schumacher is doing it. You know what? I'm going to spend 10 lakhs and buy that car. Stupid. It does not work like that.
All right. Mohandas Pai, you want to respond to what he said? Then I'm coming to Suhail.
Yes. Vikram, we must make cogent arguments. If a celebrity goes about his underwear, bashes people, there is no liability. He's not making any statement. He's not telling it to wear that.
He's saying he's glorifying an underwear. He's glorifying the geez, look at the perfume. Everybody's like, no. You are being selective on what you choose to believe and what you choose not to believe. If you want to believe the celebrity, believe everything he says. But you don't do that.
Don't make silly arguments, please.
Okay, let's not get personal.
Let's not make silly arguments.
Let's not get personal.
If the celebrity goes around,
that's idiotic.
If the celebrity goes around and says that, look, this, like somebody says, this drink will make you 2 inches taller, or this powder will make you fairer.
That's a factual error. That is not a celebrity endorsing it.
Now, that is an error for which the celebrity is responsible.
Hang on. Maybe you're getting somewhere. Mohandas Pai is making an interesting point out here.
Goes to court.
The point that Mohandas Pai is making, let me come to you on this. So he says, okay, look, and let's just try and move ahead on this. He says, look, it's one thing if you just have a celebrity saying that, here is a car, and you're just doing that, that's fine. Maybe no liability comes to it. But if you say, this is a phone that I'm holding in my hand, and this phone will give you magical powers and will enable you to fly 6 feet off the ground or whatever, and he or she has made that claim, then he or she should be responsible.
Absolutely. But that's what I said in my opening remarks. I said in my opening remarks that there are three kinds of celebrity endorsements. One is where they just have their mug along with the brand. Second is where they actively talk about believability by saying, we are users, we've grown taller, or we've grown thinner, or whatever. The third is in the public service domain. Why is the government so hypocritical? Why are political parties so hypocritical? You want a particular film actor to promote tourism in one particular place, to promote Swachh Abhiyan, so you can use them when it serves your purpose. When it doesn't, tomorrow, if the streets of Mumbai are littered, are you going to arrest a film actor?
Let me finish. The reason why your social argument is not correct, whether it was the Tigers, whether it is cleaning, is all that they are doing is they are urging you to go out and clean. So the more littered the street, the more the argument is clean up the street.
You've hit the nail. You're saying it's not a commercial. This guy is interfering. Why did you allow people to speak? And I will quickly finish and give it to her. You're saying exactly what I'm saying.
No, you're not. You're saying
exactly what I'm saying. If I'm urging you to buy a brand and I'm urging you to clean your streets, the urging is common?
Right.
Yes.
Then, but I rest my case. Now, you know,
so
obviously,
Mohandas Pai's case is not to say that. So
Mohandas Pai is right by saying
he's not saying that all advertisements are celebrity.
Mohandas Pai is right. If there is a factual error which the celebrity willingly endorses, then the celebrity is also
guilty. But there's a law, Dr. Magical Remedies law. There's a different law.
Now let's have the next intelligent.
Sunita, to try and get consensus. Yeah. If a celebrity is just putting his or her face to something, or in urging somebody to positive action, I don't think that can be liable.
You can differentiate between the two, Vikram. But all I want to say is that it already exists in law. In law today, and I'm sure you know this, as you endorse a number of products, and if you don't, then you should know it. The fact is, the law today provides, whether it is FSSAI Act, which is the Food Safety Standards Act of India, whether it's the Consumer Protection Act, both provide that if there are misleading claims or false claims, correct, then all people, including these endorsers, are held liable. The only thing that this law is further, the amendment is that it'll become a criminal.
Correct.
It becomes a criminal complaint. Now,
that's,
to me...
No, not only that.
Vikram, I think what, maybe I don't know, and you should correct it.
I would like to correct you.
In my view, this is all a distraction, okay? Yeah. I think the fact is, if you have celebrities who endorse products, the law today provides for them to be held liable. I think more and more we should have them being held liable, because it is important that accountability means something, okay? You are accountable because you're taking money for it.
But that's if they have made a misleading claim.
For that, I think Dilip's point is very valid, that the misleading claim gets proven through a lab test, through other ways of being able to certify that it is wrong. But, Vikram, and I want to make this point, however much we may resist hearing this, the fact is that there is a larger debate across the world, which is that celebrities should not be allowed, and I'm talking about allowed means, by law they should be debarred
from endorsing,
a certain variety of products. Correct. For instance, there is something called junk food today, food which is known to be bad for your health, which has empty calories. It is now clear across the world that all the voluntary efforts being made for self-regulation are not working. And that's where you are completely wrong, because companies use huge amount of money, use sports icon, use film stars to get young children to eat and drink very bad products.
Okay.
And that's where governments are stepping in and saying,
so
we will
certain
ban
products
this.
They should not do. Okay. I
mean, not voluntarily.
So we are going
I am
banned.
Saying
the
should be
beyond.
Regulated.
Ambiguity is what is a good product, what is not a good product, and how am I, as a celebrity, an expert on that? If I'm endorsing, if say some food product, someone says, have protein powder, I'm not an expert on that. If they therefore, I say there should be agencies who should verify that.
And there are.
By the way, it's not as simple as even
they're
that.
Not
so let me, for example, give you a concrete example. We had a situation. I mean, let's take the noodle example, where there was a major ruckus about healthcare on the thing. Celebrities were dragged into it. Two of India's most prominent celebrities came under sustained attack and saying, why are you endorsing this particular noodle? And then after a certain period of testing, it was found that, well, everything was okay after all. Now if the criminal laws had been in operation,
he would have been in prison by now.
Those people could have been jailed. And then what's going to happen? You just jailed India's top celebrity for something which is actually never the case.
But Vikram, the point I'm making is that there is a government body which is supposed to test these products. Why don't you send them to jail first? Why are you fussing around with everybody else?
Bijan is on the board over there.
But secondly, the big point is he made a point about
this. This is my issue with the jailing argument.
Bijan made a point about the Advertising Standards Council. Now you say that the celebrity gets money to endorse a bad product, so he should be jailed. Media gets money to carry the advertising on a bad product. They should not be jailed. They are holy cow. Everybody should go to jail.
Look at the jokers in FSSAI.
Yeah.
America has caught Haldiram violating standards. I hope
nobody from Haldiram is here, so we can't.
Supposedly, allegedly. They have caught a particular snack, not,
as per their standard.
As per their standards. The FSSAI is a bunch of goons. They're Keystone Cops. They had no clue. I don't know who's on the board of FSSAI.
Let me take it.
We have such buffoons running FSSAI.
But now let me take it further. John, let me come to you now. And coming back to, let's take a specific or a concrete example. I'll tell you why I get this entire question of let's criminalize it and let's have people thrown into jail and the rest of it, and especially when it comes to celebs. What is going to happen is, and I'm just saying, take this example, take the entire, Maggie row, which happened, I mean, there's no point in harm in naming that. There was a row for a long period of time, and you had at that time, for days, people were attacking, whether it's Mr. Bachchan or Madhuri Dixit or whoever the people were, they were attacking them and saying, how dare you endorse this product? Now, as it so happens that the charges that were being made are not entirely correct. Now, after months and months and months of testing, it finally came out that, actually, it's fine.
And what if Maggie,
and now Maggie is
sued?
Back, everything is okay. No. Now, so here's my point. If you'd had the criminal laws at that time, There's nothing that would have stopped courts
correct
at that particular period to have said, oh, let's go and let's issue arrest warrants. Mm-hmm. And somebody, some court somewhere, some magistrate somewhere, would have got great pride in saying, ha, 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 I get a chance to do some. He'd have gone, probably gone and taken a selfie with Mr. Bachchan, but he'd have certainly said, I'm going to go after him. Then what?
Our laws are very robust, are very good compared to global standards. Our judiciary is excellent. Let me tell you why. Your viewers must know this.
No junk food, you kids. No junk food.
The Consumer Protection Act. Let your viewers know this. The Consumer Protection Act of 1986 is one of the best. Is one of the best piece of legislation ever legislated anywhere in the world.
So why do you want a new law?
I'm telling you why. This is what the people. You see, they refuse to understand and accept it.
I'll tell you why.
You see, laws are supposed to be dynamic. Laws are supposed to change as you see what is going on at the cutting edge.
And whether it is being
happening effectively or efficiently or not. Now, let me tell you.
So, if you've got a great law, Bijan, then all you why you wanted to change it, just arrest them all.
We have done three amendments. We have brought in number of people who were not within the purview of the law. Now we are trying to take it to the next level.
Okay.
We are bringing in
Mohandas Pai.
I'm sorry, Vikram.
Mohandas Pai. Supposing you will have, and in these cases, in many of these cases where you're saying, oh, what is the claim and what is not the claim, you could have a drama and tension and testing which will continue for months or years without being able to establish what the facts are. Now, with criminal powers, you could have celebrities being arrested, being thrown into jail, and later it being found out, well, actually, they were innocent after all.
Vikram, I do not support a criminal liability for a very important reason. For a criminal liability to foster anybody, there has to be something called mens rea, which is a legal concept, a frame of mind to deliberately create a criminal act to hurt somebody. All right?
Okay.
And that has to be proven in law. So I don't support a criminal action at all under this.
I
suppose a civil action for suing them for damages.
That's what we are all saying.
Okay, hang on. So now, wait. We are getting somewhere. So can I have a show of hands? Does everyone on this panel at least agree? And Bijan, you might be the only holder. Because Mohandas Pai is saying, and so is Sunita, I think.
Absolutely.
You don't want to see criminals.
I don't want to see.
No, what I'm saying.
I know you don't want to see. I'm asking
what
the others.
What I'm saying is, they already exist in law provisions to hold endorsers responsible.
I am saying the criminal provision is a distraction. They don't take the consumers for granted. I get it. All
it's
of those points are fine, but you're still not answering the question that I'm asking you. What happens once you've arrested
it's
a celebrity?
Distraction.
Under your law, so you arrested
a
celebrity.
Law, a provision,
what are you going to say? Sorry, you spent 5 months in jail and you're right after
this. This is the Kingdom of Bijan. What do you mean, my law?
The law is very clear.
This is the Republic of India, not the Republic of Bijan.
The law that he's pushing for.
He claims that he's the fountainhead of all knowledge.
Yeah, of course I am. So the point is...
Are you sure that's not a misleading claim?
Of course it's a misleading claim.
Fountain of all knowledge.
I'm misleading claim.
As much of a fountain as a leaking sieve.
You said you're the fountain of all knowledge.
I stand by.
You're going to have a 10-minute discussion on the Higgs boson right now. And if you don't answer it, you're jailed.
So let me tell you, this is the only law...
You have Bijan Daruwala, you have Bijan Mishra, and have a separate show. Let us continue with an intelligent debate.
So let me tell you, Vikram, there is a provision in the law that if any person is found to be starting a prosecution on a vested interest or on any kind of a liability which was not true, that person who has put the claim will be asked to compensate to the
celebrity. How are you going to compensate someone who spent 6 months in jail for something which was not wrong?
Why not? If somebody, in a mischievous manner puts him behind bar, those legal framework. Those regulators must be taken to task. This is what I'm saying.
You've jailed somebody wrongly for 6 months. Sameer has spent 6 months in Tihar jail, and you're going to look at him and say, the person who put him there.
Sameer should not be going there.
He shouldn't be party to these things.
I'm saying that sometimes...
Sameer should not be party to these things.
John, hang on.
How will I know that you're going to put me in jail?
Because
I can't dream this.
You like Bijol. Bijol. You have to see the future.
No, no.
In 1986, he imagined that you were in 2016.
Which is unhealthy.
I'm talking about a real situation based on a real incident and the highest profile such case in the last 3 years. And you're still not being able to answer me on this.
You give me one case where any celebrity or anybody who has done a mischievous advertisement has been put behind bars.
Obviously not, because the laws are being passed.
No, the law is there.
Once the law comes, it will be.
You heard somebody from the panel, laws are already there.
No, it's not criminal.
If the criminal...
We are discussing criminal. You are the only person who wants them to be put in jail.
Laws are there to be punished. And the criminal...
They would get a penalty at most.
Bijon, for the sake of clarity, we are now left to argue about one major point. Should two, three major points. She said that celebrities should not be allowed to endorse anything that is wrong or healthy, unhealthy. That's her viewpoint. That's fine. That is one point.
Raise the hand on that.
Okay, how many people feel a celebrity should not be allowed to endorse anything that is unhealthy? Okay. A fair number of hands.
No endorsement.
How do you judge what's healthy and what's not healthy?
Harmful.
That is the very good.
All right, here. This, I'm holding a bottle of water. I'm holding some liquid in my hand. If Sameer tells you to drink this, will you drink it?
No. That means they're not stupid.
So they're not that naive.
This is 1986 vision.
Supposing a celebrity is party to that contaminated water.
Party,
and
what
tomorrow,
is the manufacturing
they're saying they're
water.
Not drinking it because Sameer told him.
Why
hey,
not?
Guys,
because
okay,
if it is tested and found contaminated,
what do you want access to be? You want them to be noodle makers?
This is really nice. Will you drink it? Trust me, drink it.
No, you know.
See, she's refusing to drink it. Now what do we do?
No, that's because you're a television anchor.
Yeah, okay. So Hale, come and try. So here you come and try.
She'll take water from me. You'll take water from me, right? There you are. I rest my case. It's about charm as well.
So fine. Therefore, we're getting somewhere. Don't arrest me, arrest Sohail. That's what we have agreed on. That's what it boils down to.
Let's take this argument into levels which are little... This is a very serious issue at some level, okay? And the serious issue is that at the end of the day, celebrities do endorse products and they do become the face of the product. And with the amount of advertising money that is spent, there is a trust. At the end of the day, it may not be Sohail, but definitely if Dhoni tells you that something is good for you, he's a sports person.
He's about to weep.
Okay.
Look what you're doing to him.
No, but it's true.
No, I'll come to his second
it's
point
true.
Also.
It's
making
true.
The point. Where are you coming? You just stay.
We have established that the audience are not stupid. Hang on, let me finish. If Dhoni was a personal friend...
She was willing to drink something that Sohail gave her. I'm sorry, I'm a bit concerned about her. I'm very concerned about her.
You should actually, introspect and see what television anchors are doing to their own image.
Consumers are not stupid. That would be 1 second. If Dhoni was your personal friend, he knocked on your door, whispered in your ear, buy this, good for you, then you can sue him. You know it's an ad, you know he's getting paid for it. Let's not play dumb here. Advertising has been around for... And firstly, this whole thing about what's good for you, what's bad for you. We talk about this fairness creams, all right? Who am I to decide whether you should use it or not?
No, but that you can
no, hang on, no, 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 hang on. No.
We've taken a call.
I have no right to tell you whether you should consume something or not.
No.
I can bring it through your notice.
Maybe, but if you're endorsing it, then you're saying, I stand by what this thing is.
This is where Dilip's point... One minute. This is where...
To be produced
one minute.
Is my point.
This is where Dilip's point...
Because there is a whole industry. There is a whole industry which is turning out products which are clearly bad for you.
This is where Dilip's point of Advertising Standards Council of India comes in. Let me tell you why. It is not whether an actor promotes a fairness cream or endorses it. It is the manner in which the communication is played out, almost suggesting that if you go for an interview and if you're of a fairer complexion, the chances of you scoring in that interview are higher than the other person. Or marriage. What you're doing is you are propagating social taboos,
yes,
and
yes,
therefore giving them legitimacy which they don't deserve.
Absolutely.
So if a guy wants to apply a fairness screen, you can.
It is a moral, that's why there is, in some of these issues, there's a moral code, yes, and you can decide not to do it.
When we're saying on advertising, are we also collectively thinking, few select people are thinking, what's good for the entire billion people? For example, you are obviously against aerated drinks or diet cokes or junk food. I have no problem with that. But can I say that you should not have that?
No, you.
But then
can.
Who is going? To, my
you
point
can.
Is, can
if
we selectively? No one's only
finished.
Right.
You
what I'm saying
and
is,
I'll
can we selectively yeah. determine
good
what's good,
good
for millions of people?
Good
I have
question.
Friends who live abroad and ask for Fair and Lovely to be sent there.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I have nothing to do with that. If you say it's illegal, I will be the first one to say, hey, it's illegal. I will not
Sunita,
be part of it.
You know, good Sunita, point. Let's be clear. Yeah. That there's a point at which you will draw the line. Yeah. Everyone
yes.
will agree you should not endorse, well, you know, I don't know, child pornography.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone will agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the other extent, there will be certain products everyone thinks are fine. Now, somewhere along
Great.
The line, there will be a line.
Great.
Now,
so
where the
I
line
say,
is for yeah. you may not be where the line
no.
is for him, may
no,
not
no,
be where the line
can
is
can
for
I
me.
Can I say that's why there needs to be a process, okay? Now, for instance, let's take the issue of junk food, which is being discussed over here. There is a process. There is everybody from WHO downwards, both governments as well as international organizations, which have debated the role of junk food vis-a-vis non-communicable diseases, what we call obesity. Okay? There is more and more clear linkages, both in terms of the having the
See,
food, but also...
This is a slightly separate show.
But can I... No, no, can I...
Sunita, those things change.
It is linked.
You know, 30 years ago, you were told, telling people that high fat is bad for you. Now you're saying high carbs is bad for you.
Can I say...
Excessive watching on television is bad for you. Will you ban TV?
There is very clear evidence now. It is also very clear that it is through advertisement and marketing that young people particularly are eating and drinking this food. That is why across the world now there are codes of conduct, advertising codes of conduct for product targeted at children, which is where
can I
you
test
need
that?
To have regulations.
Hang on. Can I test that? This audience, large number of young people here, how many of you like junk food? Okay. How many of you are having the junk food because a celebrity told you to eat junk food?
That's
I rest my case.
Man.
It's not because they're having junk food, because they like junk food.
Exactly.
And it's designed to be tasting good. That's why it's junk food.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me come to the audience for some comments. So, okay, having won that particular argument,
yeah,
now comments.
Okay. Here's the thing. The celebrity himself or herself is lending their image to it. That celebrity lives by that image. If anything, if I'm a celebrity, I endorse something, it turns out to be false, even I am party to the harm. I vote to someone.
That is actually an excellent point. That's an excellent point that, yes, they damage
excellent.
Their own image also.
Excellent.
Good point. That's a very good point, actually. Yeah.
So actually, who are brand ambassadors? They're actually a salesperson. Now, if you go to a digital store and there's a salesperson who is selling you something, maybe a washing machine, and it breaks down the next day, you are not going to run behind that particular salesperson. You are going to go behind that company. So it's very logical that you're talking about.
All right. Final thoughts from all of you. I'm going to start with you, Mohandas Pai. Lady out here said, at the end of the day, why should this be there in a law? If a celebrity does a bad brand endorsement, that will affect his or her own brand and they will get damaged. So in a sense, that due diligence should come from them in their own self-interest. That the right way to go or through a law?
Well, I think we need a law because while the celebrity could damage their own brand, the consequences of what they say on innocent consumers have to be done. Societies all over the world protect consumers, not brand ambassadors. Consumers need to be protected because consumers do not get enough information. They could be misled. And the law is for the consumer in all countries. It is not about the celebrity, but the consumer. If a consumer is misled, something is said which is wrong, and he is asked to do something and he suffers a damage, there has to be a consequence.
Okay.
And that is why we need celebrities to be made accountable and liable for wrong endorsements and doing things which they do not do due diligence.
All right, fine. Dilip Charian, final thoughts.
One of the places to stop it is at the stage of advertising. And the Advertising Standards Council has the power to yank an ad out of TV if it's found to be wrong. And I think self-regulation rather than just criminal liability is the direction to go.
We are always encouraging self-regulation, but not at the cost of the consumer being harmed. So if the consumer gets harmed repeatedly, there's an habitual person who is endorsing one after another without any responsibility, then that celebrity needs to be punished so severely that even if it means imprisonment, that person has to go
hang
to
him.
The prison.
But then, but okay, but that's again not what the law is saying. It's not repeat. This one is saying the first.
The law is very clear.
Your law says
the law is very clear.
Your law says the first time the person has done something 3 months in prison.
You should be responsible advertiser. You should endorse only those products which are safe and healthy and does not cause any damage or does not mischievously send a message which is deceptive and which is anti-consumer.
Sohail.
Don't shoot the messenger, alter the message. Right. Okay, if the message is about responsible advertising, focus on that. If it's about responsible morally, focus on that. Criminal liability is a silly thing. In this country, it'll be misused ad nauseum. What I really want to see are people in government, in these statutory bodies, being held responsible and liable. I haven't seen a joint secretary or a board member of FSSAI go to prison. When they are ready to go to prison, send the celebrities.
Okay, Sunita.
I think this is a distraction. I think the law is sufficiently strong even today to hold celebrities responsible for endorsing any product which is found to be when they're making false or misleading claims. I think the law needs to move beyond this to start regulating what kind of products we don't want people to be influenced with. And that's where the role of government and the FSSAI comes in. They are sitting on these guidelines for the last 3 years in spite of a court order, but you can understand how powerful corporate interests are that we are not getting a guideline against junk food.
I think
celebrity endorsement against junk food.
The bottom line of this entire discussion is to protect the consumer. That's the bottom line. And finding out who is responsible. Now, let's not pass the buck. If a product is made, verify the product. If there are claims to be made, there should be agency verifying that. Just because you're not doing your job and a celebrity does that, you don't do your job. So let's, if you want to protect the consumer, come in early. Do your job. Don't pass your job on to a celebrity or anybody else.
Good point.
All right, so that, thank you all so much for a really entertaining episode of The Big Fight. Another risk of, well, I think this endorsement I can make without too much problems. Do watch The Big Fight again next week. Lovely show. You have to watch it. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Bye for now.